I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Last week, Zimbabwe's long-standing political rivals signed a landmark power-sharing deal, but negotiations over cabinet positions are still deadlocked. In the agreement, Robert Mugabe will continue as head of state. Morgan Tsvangirai, who heads the largest faction of the opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, will assume the newly created post of prime minister. And Arthur Mutambara, leader of a breakaway faction of the Movement for Democratic Change, is the new deputy prime minister. Mutambara spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea about his new position and how the historic agreement was made.
As far as I'm concerned, this is just but the beginning. The hard work starts right now. So we're very anxious to get started, and we are very anxious so that we can actually deliver on the promises of the dialogue process. We feel that the people of Zimbabwe have gone through so much suffering, and they deserve a new dispensation. So we feel poised and ready to work hard and deliver and improve the material conditions of our people.
Now, as Deputy Prime Minister, what do you expect your responsibilities to be?
Well, the Deputy Prime Minister position is essentially a supportive role where the two Deputy Prime Ministers work with the Prime Minister to execute the duties and responsibilities of the Prime Minister. We are going to discuss further, responsibilities and tasks to be executed by the Deputy Prime Ministers, and we'll be able to articulate and discuss those at a later stage. But we are saying that this is a compromise agreement. This is an inclusive government where we all have to work together so that we can deliver and make the agreement a practical agreement which can actually resolve the humanitarian, political, and economic crisis that has been gripping our country for the past 6 weeks.
Now, President Robert Mugabe has said that he was, quote, humiliated by the power-sharing agreement. What does it mean to you to hear him say that or hear that he said that?
We are very determined to look forward. We are very determined to think about the future. Insofar as we are concerned, the people of Zimbabwe voted for change. The people of Zimbabwe voted for some kind of power sharing. There was no outright winner in the elections for parliament. There was no outright winner in the elections for president. So the elections themselves, the 29th of March, has forced Zimbabwean political leaders to work together. That is what we have done. And we are not interested in any positions that seek to undermine or misunderstand the essence of power sharing. So I will not even go there. I will not even entertain a discussion about humiliation. I will entertain a discussion about the demand by the people of Zimbabwe that all the political leaders must work together. Put national interest before personal interest. Put national interest before partisan interest and deliver to the people of Zimbabwe.
Let me speak about education. Zimbabwe has been known as one of the educational centers of Africa and arguably of the world. So many educated people have come from a Zimbabwean diaspora. You yourself are highly educated. And now you find a situation where people don't have enough money for school fees or to make sure that their kids can stay in school. What would you do or what will you do to ensure that Zimbabwean children once again have the chance to pursue a full education?
The starting point is to make sure that we stabilize our economy, we recover our economy so that the wages that people are earning are enough to buy food, shelter, education and health. So by addressing the economic matters in our country, we'll be able to then create a situation where people can then afford health care, they can afford to send their kids to good schools. Having recovered the economy, having stabilized the economy, then the rest of the social services will then be resolved. Let me emphasize that education is very important because education is an enabler. is a facilitator for other activities. And once you destroy the educational infrastructure in a country, you've destroyed the life of that country. So it's important that we ensure that we go back to where our schools were producing excellent human capital for our needs in the country, for the needs of the region, and the needs of the globe. It's a major, important matter to us.
So far, the EU and the US have not agreed to lift sanctions against Zimbabwe. Do you think that Zimbabwe will become, once again, much more universally accepted by the international community? And what will it take to make that happen?
We are going to be masters of our destiny if the African leaders have agreed among themselves. If SADC, which is our regional body in Southern Africa, has endorsed our agreement, if the African Union has endorsed our agreement as African leaders, if the UN has welcomed us and embraced our agreement, we expect the Europeans, we expect the Americans, we expect the British to follow suit. They have no moral authority to question the UN, to question the AU, to question SADC's judgment. So we feel that, yes, they might be analyzing and reviewing this and the other matter, but they have no choice but to go ahead and lift those sanctions and go ahead and engage the people of Zimbabwe. But let me emphasize, we do not desire to survive on handouts. We do not desire to survive on aid. We have enough natural resources in our country. We have enough human capital in our country. We need a paradigm shift from aid to economic development, from aid to investment. So we hope to do some healing. Healing of Zimbabwe vis-a-vis the region, healing of Zimbabwe vis-a-vis the rest of Africa, healing of Zimbabwe vis-a-vis Europe, America, and the rest of the world. We seek to have international strategic partners from Europe, from America, from Japan. We also want economic empowerment where our natural resources in Zimbabwe start benefiting Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans. So we are not interested in charity, but investment.
Well, Dr. Mutumbara, it's been great to talk to you, and we hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Arthur Mutumbara is Zimbabwe's new deputy prime minister, a role he has been given in the country's new power-sharing agreement. He's also president of a breakaway faction of the Movement for Democratic Change, the main opposition party in Zimbabwe. He spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea by phone from his home in Harare.